Wednesday, January 20, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines today. Mining giant BHP Billiton has approved $240 million for early-stage development of the Jansen Potash Project in Saskatchewan, Canada. The project is being designed to produce about 8 million tons a year of agricultural-grade potash, which will represent BHP Billiton's first production of the crop nutrient. The money will go towards preparation work for production and service shafts, including the required ground freezing ahead of shaft sinking, and completing detailed engineering and equipment and materials commitments. Shaft sinking will begin once full environmental permits are in place, which is targeted for mid-2011. JSE and TSX-listed Platinum Junior Anaruk Resources has completed the 118 million rand upgrade of its concentrator plants at the Bokani mine in South Africa's Limpopo province. The plant upgrade increases the milling capacity at Bokani to 165,000 tons a month. The concentrator plant will now be able to accommodate Anaruk's first phase production expansion plan of 160,000 tons a month by 2014. The project included an upgrade on the mainstream pumps to accommodate additional production throughput, the introduction of cyclone clusters for more efficient classification, and an upgrade to the Merensky concentrator primary mill from an autogenous grinding mill to a semi-autogenous grinding mill to assist with grind of run-of-mine ore. Also making headlines, Brazilian mining company Vale could export record volumes of iron ore this year. BHP Billiton's quarterly iron ore output was up 11%. ASX-listed Base Metals gets environmental approval for its Tasmania mine. And diversified miner BHP Billiton is in talks with steel giant ArcelorMittal to potentially form an iron ore joint venture in West Africa. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.